two. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 17th annual WGTD Radio Theater's holiday broadcast starring Anne-Marie Schmidt as Carol Burnett and other members of the 91.1 Players. And once again, we are coming to you live from Lake Lawn Resort here in Delavan, Wisconsin, on beautiful Delavan Lake. So, ladies and gentlemen, here's the star of today's show, the one and only Carol Burnett.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's such a pleasure to be here in Wisconsin. You know, I grew up in San Antonio, Texas, but I've always loved the upper Midwest.
Carol, I've always loved your Texas-like accent. It rings so true.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Harvey Korman.
You know, Carol, being here in Delavan, Wisconsin reminds me of my days performing in the Peninsula Theater way up in Fish Creek, Wisconsin, up in Door County.
So, Harvey, we're not too far from your hometown of Chicago, one of my favorite windy cities.
That is so true. The wind is really blowing up a storm right now, or at least that's what somebody told me.
Harvey, you are always so up to date on such important information.
Thanks, Carol.
Speaking about being up to date, that's a great segue into a Lake Lawn Resort introduction for John Ludi Paleo, who is our featured singer today, with his rendition of It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all, with those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Oh, it doesn't get any better than Lake Lawn Resort for Christmas. All the snowballs I'm going to be throwing at the kids. Later on today, it snowed. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. Long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. It's the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time of the year.
Oh, John, that was wonderful. Thank you so much for that beautiful song. John will be back a bit later to sing for us once again. And now we have a very special holiday treat for all of you that's become sort of a tradition for the 91.1 Players. Back in 1953, Stan Freberg wrote a script that was a spoof of Jack Webb's famous radio and television program, Dragnet. It was called YuleNet, and it went something like this.
name is Wednesday, Joe Wednesday. My partner is Frank Jones. The chief's name is Captain Kellogg. December the 24th, Christmas Eve, they brought in a guy named Grudge. When I heard what they booked him on, my blood ran cold. It was a 409-6325-096704. Not believing in Santa Claus. 4:35 p.m., I was working the holiday watch out of Homicide with Frank.
Hang up your stocking yet, Joe?
Yeah, just before I came down. You too, Frank?
Always do. Hung it up early just in case I have to work late tonight. Wouldn't want to miss out when Santa Claus comes, you know?
Sure wouldn't. Be a shame.
What you gonna do tomorrow, Joe? What you gonna do on Christmas? Got any plans?
Nothing much.
Why don't you come by the house, Joe? We're gonna have Christmas dinner. You know, all the trimmings. Turkey, celery stuffing, oysters maybe. Chestnuts, all the trimmings, you know. Cranberry sauce, love to have you. The missus always fixes a plate of relish and uses those little carrot sticks. You know, olives, pickles, scallions. Most people call them green onions. But they're really scallions. Did you ever notice that, Joe?
Notice what, Frank?
How people call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
Uh-huh, scallions.
Anytime after two, love to have you.
Uh-huh, well, I'll see.
Love to have you.
Uh-huh, well, I'll see.
Love to have you.
Uh-huh, well, I'll see.
Mrs. always fixes a plate of relish with them little carrot sticks. You know, olives, pickles, scallions.
Uh-huh, let's not go through that again.
Go through what, Joe?
How most people call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
Oh, you noticed that too, huh, Joe?
Homicide, Wednesday. Uh-huh. 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 Uh-huh.
What's the matter, Joe? What's the matter?
Bringing a guy in a 409-6325-096704. Guy don't believe in scallions. I mean, Santa Claus. 6:29 p.m. We questioned the guy who didn't believe in Santa Claus. Guy named Grudge. Says here your name's Grudge, that right?
Yeah!
Says here you didn't believe in Santa Claus. Hard to believe what you said. Did he really say that?
Sure, I said it. How do you know there's a Santa Claus? You got a picture of him?
No, no mugshots.
Any fingerprints?
Uh-uh, no latent prints. I just know, that's all. Like saying there's no Easter Bunny.
That's another guy there ain't no of.
What's your story, mister?
Joe, he just said that to make me feel bad, didn't he? There really is an Easter Bunny, isn't there, Joe?
Listen, Grudge, didn't I pick you up 3 years ago in a 1492 for not believing in Columbus?
Yeah, and I don't believe in Cleveland or Cincinnati either.
How about Toledo?
I ain't made up my mind yet about Toledo.
Okay, mister, I get the picture now. You don't believe in nothing, do ya?
Nothing. And you want to know something else?
What's that?
I'm gonna get up and walk right out of this room, because you guys ain't got nothing on me. There ain't no law against not believing in Santa Claus.
There is in my book. Let me tell you something, mister. I'm gonna prove there's a Santa Claus if it takes me all night.
Huh, pretty funny. That the police department's got nothing better to do.
Let me straighten you out, buddy. This one's on Frank and me, right, Frank? Right, Frank?
There really is an Easter Bunny, isn't there, Drew? You know, hippity-hopping down the money trail.
I took Grudge over to the helicopter. Got in. Flew around the city for hours. I showed him department stores. What's hurting in and out of those department stores, Grudge?
Happy people, but I ain't impressed.
I showed him stockings. How are the stockings hung, Grudge?
By the chimney with care. But I didn't hang none up.
I showed him children nestled all snug in their beds. What's dancing in their heads, Grudge?
Visions of sugar plums. But you ain't selling me. There ain't no Santa Claus.
He still didn't believe. There was only one thing left to do. My job? Get the North Pole. I set the plane down. He walked over to Sandy's workshop. Rang the bell. Pardon me, sir. Can I ask you a few questions?
Why, sure. Just tickle me to death. And there might be a slight delay because I'm talking to you via my Ring Zoom connection because the CDC has not come up with a vaccine yet for us brownies.
I do hope you can get your vaccine soon. Anyway, what do you do for a living?
I'm a brownie.
What are you doing at the North Pole with a southern accent?
Well, the boss sort of ran short of help this year, so he had to recruit a few of us brownies from the South Pole.
Uh-huh, that figures.
What a waste of time!
Could we talk to your boss, please?
Oh, he's out. You would have to come on the one night he's out on the whole year.
What's your particular job, Mr. Brownie?
My boss has 8 tiny reindeer. My job, feed them.
Yes, sir. What do you feed them?
Well, most times I fix up a little plate of relish, olives, pickles, and them little carrot sticks. You know them little old carrot sticks?
Uh-huh.
And scallions.
Most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
But they're really scallions. How do you know?
Just a stab in the dark. The little man showed us, via the Zoom connection, to the workshop.
Boss will be back for a second load pretty soon. Say, would you like to hear an interesting story?
Yes, sir.
Do you see that huge pile of presents over there on your computer screen?
Uh-huh.
Man, look at all that stuff.
Would you believe it? They're all for the same man. Been piling up here year after year.
Why didn't the guy ever get them?
Yeah, why?
Because he didn't believe in my boss. You know the rules.
Uh-huh, we know.
I don't suppose there's no chance this guy can still get maybe some of those...
Get the presents? Oh, sure, he gets them all the minute he believes.
Too bad about that guy. What's his name?
Don't say it! I don't want to hear it.
Come on, Mr. Brownie. What's his name?
His name? Grudge.
The Brownie then wished us a Merry Christmas, and the Zoom connection ended. We were heading back to the plane when it happened.
Hey!
Yeah, Grudge?
You know that guy I said I didn't believe in?
Who's that?
Santa Claus?
Yes, sir.
You think I'm too old to change my mind?
You're never too old, Mr. Grudge.
Well, then, I believe in Santa Claus. And Columbus.
How about Cincinnati? And Cleveland? And the Easter Bunny?
Yeah, them too.
And Toledo?
I still hadn't made up my mind yet about Toledo.
Look, Grudge, up in the sky... He's coming back for the second load.
It's Santa Claus! It's Santa Claus!
He's the only guy I know can make everybody happy in one night.
Yeah, he must have the biggest heart in the whole world.
Yeah, that's about the size of it.
I always love listening to Stan Freeberg's own hilarious version of Dragnet, even with the Zoom connection for Brownie. And now, once again, here's Bill McGee's Little Big Band with some more great music.
Thank you.
And that was Bill's Little Big Band with their rendition of Sleigh Ride. Our very own special holiday show here at Lake Lawn Resort would not be the same without another installment of It's the Professor.
Okay, let's catch up now with the folks at Boca del Rio Phase 3. It's the Professor.
Hello! Hello! What's wrong with this fakakta thing? Hello?
Hello, Estelle.
Who is this?
Bernice on Zoom. There might be a delay.
Bernice, why are you calling?
I heard you had a heart attack.
I did not have a heart attack. Where are you?
Utah.
Oh, yeah, you're visiting your daughter for Hanukkah.
Estelle, the heart attack.
It was not a heart attack. I woke up about 1 o'clock this morning, felt some heaviness in my chest. I told Morty he calls 911. So these people kidnapped me in the middle of the night. I'm wearing nothing but my pajamas and bring me to the ER, where I wait for 5 hours for a doctor to see me.
It was 3.
How should you know? You thought I had a heart attack. Anyway, they took some tests. Tell me it was an AFib thing. Big surprise. I've had 3 of these already, and now I'm in my room. Where did you see I had a heart attack?
On Morty's Facebook.
On Facebook? You put on Facebook that I had a heart attack?
Yeah, what's the problem?
Bernice, I have to go. Why on earth did you put it on Facebook? Now everyone will know.
So what? People want to know.
Just sit there on your chair in the corner.
Oh, knock, 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 knock. Is this Estelle's room? Oh, there you are. Why, Morty said you had a heart attack.
Hi, Frida.
I didn't have a heart attack. Morty exaggerated. It was just the whole AFib thing.
Well, did you hear that I broke my hip?
You did.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right after my husband had his heart attack, he was all laid up and I was using a walker. It's no fun getting old, is it, Morty? Oh, where's Morty?
He's sitting in the corner. Where'd he go? What were you doing in there again?
What do you think?
Why are you always going to the bathroom?
I'm an old man with a prostate. I gotta go to the bathroom a lot.
Enough with your prostate. Just sit back on your chair.
Hello, Estelle.
Yeah, it's me. Hi, Mona.
You had a heart attack?
I don't know. Ask Morty. He's information central over there with that Facebook.
So what's going on? You had a heart attack. And they let you have visitors?
Well, that's what I thought, too. And they let me in here. Not that there's anyone around to stop you, you know. A perfect stranger could just walk in here.
Tell me about it. I waited 7 hours for a doctor to see me.
It was 3 hours!
What does he know?
I tell you, I know these people work hard, but there's no one in these hospitals. You can't get decent care. And for what they charge, you're better off staying at a hotel and getting room service.
Couldn't be worse.
Hello, Estelle?
It's the Professor.
Leland, come in, come in.
Estelle, you had a heart attack?
I did not have a heart attack.
Oh, it was just a scare.
Scare? It was another AFib thing. That's more than a scare.
Oh, I know. No class today, Leland?
Not quite. It's finals week, and I have to proctor an exam.
What's the exam?
Just one question. Did Shakespeare affect global climate change?
That's it? One question? And that was the question? What kind of exam is that?
It's a test to test students' synthesis of ideas and concepts and apply them to the problems of post-industrial Western society.
Oh, well, you're the teacher. Estelle, you want something to eat?
Yeah, a sandwich. But go to the deli. The food here tastes like paste.
Pastrami?
Yes, pastrami with Thousand Island and sauerkraut.
Oh, they let you eat that with a heart condition?
If my Estelle wants pastrami, she gets a pastrami.
That's my Morty.
Well, that was It's the Professor. And thank you so much for that.
What a wonderful family of actors. And yes, just in case you were wondering, we will soon be joined by Eunice, Ed, and of course Mama in another episode of The Family. Not to be confused with Mama's Family, which later became its own television series. But now, here's John Ludi Paleo once again to sing Mistletoe and Holly.
Oh, by gosh, by golly, it's time for mistletoe and holly. Tasty pheasants, Christmas presents, countryside's covered with snow. Oh, by gosh, by jingle, it's time for carols and Kris Kringle. Overeating, merry greetings from relatives you don't know. Then comes that big night, giving the tree the trim. You'll hear voices by starlight singing a Yuletide hymn. Oh, by gosh, by golly, it's time for mistletoe and holly. Fancy ties and granny's pies, and folks stealing a kiss or two as they whisper Merry Christmas to you. Then comes the big night, giving the tree the trim. You'll hear voices by starlight singing a Yuletide hymn. Oh, by gosh, by golly, it's time for mistletoe and holly. Fancy ties and granny's pies, and folks stealing a kiss or two as they whisper Merry Christmas to you.
Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. John Ludi Paleo. Thanks, John. It's time once again for Bill's Little Big Band with their version of the holiday song, Winter Wonderland.
Thank you.
Thank you to Bill and Bill's Little Big Band for such a wonderful rendition of Winter Wonderland, where, you know, our holiday show starring Carol Burnett would not be complete without a visit from the family. And you know what that means. Eunice, Ed, yeah, Mama too, and other members of the family.
Not for you. And turn off that TV and get your camera ready. My brother Larry is going to be here real soon, and I want you to be ready.
Eunice, would you calm down? You're acting like the King of England was dropping in, or at least the Crown Prince.
Well, it just so happens that I haven't seen my brother Larry in 5 whole years.
That long, huh?
Now stop that. Won't Mama be so excited when she sees that Larry is here?
I wonder who that could be.
Larry! He's here! I just know it! I just know it! Why, it's Larry. Just look at you. You haven't changed a bit, except for a few more character lines in your face and all. But who's counting? Oh, you remember Ed, don't you?
Sure. Hey there, Ed. It's so good to
meet. How you doing, bud? What's new with you? Welcome aboard. Would you like a drink or something?
Thank you, Ed. Good to be here. You ask what's new? Not much. Just doing lots of work. Yeah, a beer would be fine.
What? Now wait just a darn minute now. I thought you lost your job again.
Yes, poor Larry.
You are both wrong. I finished that contract as an illustrator for a new catalog company.
Finished that contract? I guess you younger types just can't say, I got fired. Here's your beer.
Ed, that just ain't. I mean, it's just not true. And thanks for the beer.
Hold on now. I just heard something outside.
Well, Eunice, don't you sit there. Go peek out the window like you always do. See if your mama just drove up.
It's Mama! It's Mama! Oh, I can see her. She's right in her car, right in the driveway.
That's really nice to hear, Eunice.
Larry, you run upstairs right now, and when you hear me yell out, okay, now, you come running downstairs to surprise Mama.
Well, okay, if you really want me to do that.
Of course we do, Larry. Mama always loves surprises like that, don't she, Ed?
I guess so. Of course, I never get any of my family coming here to surprise me or anyone else.
I'm sorry to hear that, Ed,
enough about Ed's family. Who are they again?
Get them moving, Larry, and wait for my cue for you when I yell, okay.
Yes, Larry, I want you to be hiding and then pop out to surprise Mama.
No hopping, please.
I'll get moving, Larry, and then hop out. On second thought, no hopping either.
Okay, everyone, I'm going to open the door now. Here I go. My hand is on the doorknob, ready to open the door. And here I go.
Well, it's about time. I've been holding these presents, and it seems like it's been forever. Merry Christmas.
Well, it's so nice to see you too, Mama. Oh, what pretty packages.
And Eunice, you look all holiday-like with those bright, shiny colors on your dress. And Ed, you are not going to spoil my day with that stupid camera of yours.
Okay, that's your cue, okay.
Hi, Mama. Here I am.
Oh, it's my Larry, my sweet little angel boy, my Larry. Ed, I told you to put that darn Instamatic camera down. No photos.
Why, Mama? Just tell me why.
Because my hair looks all frizzy. And besides, I'm just having a wonderful time with my good son, Larry. My very good son.
Mama, that's okay. Ed can take a picture of the two of us.
Larry, you just clamp your mouth. Oh, Larry, I love you so much.
What about me, Mama? I'm your son-in-law.
Okay, now, Ed, you let Mama enjoy these moments with Larry. She hasn't seen him in 5 years.
Larry hasn't been that long. I mean, I know you got fired again, but you still are my holiday son. And Larry, why didn't you tell me you were going to be here?
Well, Mama, Eunice wanted to surprise you. And I was not fired.
Are you surprised? Are you surprised?
Yeah, Mama. You surprised?
Yeah, Mama. Are you surprised?
Yes, I most certainly am. Surprised, surprised, surprised.
Oh, when I thought my dear sister Ellen was going to be here along with her family.
Yeah, Mama. Where is Ellen?
Ellen and her family are having an open house at their fancy home in the suburbs, not like this crackerbox version of a home here in town.
Now, Mama, I like Ed and Eunice's home here. It's nice and cozy.
Cozy like a Cracker Jack box without the special prize included in that box.
Ho, ho, ho. Well, Mama, speaking of special prizes, here's a fancy wrap box that's a gift from Eunice, myself, and the boys. Just for you. Very special.
Yeah, Mama. Open up your special gift from us to you.
Well, I can't imagine what this special gift might be. Not unless it's another one of those bathrobes that you give me each year. Well, what do we have here?
Yeah, Mama. Take it out so we can all see it.
Well, looky here. It's a bathrobe. Another bathrobe. This time it's bright orange. Oh, how lovely.
Well, Mama, it's actually a house coat that you wear for entertaining and all when people come over and visit you.
People visiting me? Not many people do that anymore.
Larry, what's that you're holding there?
Eunice, I'm glad you noticed. Well, it's a present for you, Ed, and your entire family.
Oh, Larry, you shouldn't have. But thanks so much.
Thank you, dear sweet brother-in-law.
Well, is someone going to open Larry's present?
Well, yes, Mama, I will. It's wrapped so pretty like. Well, let's see what we have here. Oh, it's a book. How nice of you, Larry.
What's the title of the book, Larry?
It's something very special.
The title, Larry, the title.
Of course, Mama. It's a layman's guide to the universe.
Oh, Larry, that's such a nice title for such a very large book. How many pages?
Looks like well over 500 pages, Eunice. Right up your alley.
Thank you, Larry. I'm not sure, though, where we can put it.
Well, I can think of some place, but I'll just be nice and say, how about putting it right here on this coffee table? It's perfect for this table with all the scratches and chipped wood.
Mama, must you be so observant of everything?
Thank you, Larry, for the thoughtful and intellectual gift.
You are most welcome. When I saw it at the bookstore, I knew it would be perfect for all of you.
Well, shall we have some coffee and cake now?
That sounds lovely, Eunice. Did you make it from scratch, or is it store-bought?
I got it on the fast checkout line at The Pig.
Oh, how nice. I'll pass and just have a cup of your instant coffee with your powdered creamer.
Same here, Eunice. No cake for me either.
And what about you, Ed? Will you have some of this wonderful cake with your coffee?
Yes, Ed. What about you?
Ed, you're being very quiet right now. That's not like you.
That cake looks so good. Make mine a double.
Why, of course, dear sweet Ed. A double slice it is.
That's our Ed. Always stepping up to the plate for his Eunice.
That's right, Mama. And happy holidays and a very Merry Christmas to all of you.
Well, it's time now for just another wonderful song from John Ludi Paleo, the well-known and loved White Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear those sleigh bells in the snow. Dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright, Christmases be white, and may all your Christmases be white. Merry Christmas, everyone. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
This has been the WGTD Radio Theater's live broadcast of our annual holiday show from Lake Lawn Resort. We have featured the Carol Burnett Holiday Show, starring Anne-Marie Schmidt as Carol Burnett. Other stars in alphabetical order: Mike Bovito, Julie Burton, Renee Bouchel via Zoom, Siegfried Christoph, Vicky Dumay, Todd Eves, Susan Lee via Zoom in Utah, Andrew Potter, Larry Rowe, Cameron Spencer, Naomi Weissman-Zobler, and Kathy Zolke. Let's hear it for the 91.1 players, ladies and gentlemen. Live music provided by Bill's Little Big Band, and they're playing Frosty the Snowman right now just for you. Also, John Ludi Paleo. Our show was directed by myself, Steve Brown, and written by Mike Ulstrup, and I also helped out a bit on that. Our recorded music and sound effects designer was myself, Steve Brown. As always, support comes from the WGTD Radio Theater and is provided by the Kenosha Law Firm of Aaliyah, Dumay, and McTernan, the Brown Oster Performing Arts Foundation, located in Salem, Wisconsin, and finally, Lake Lawn Resort, right here on beautiful Delavan Lake. Be sure to join us on Saturday, February the 12th, 2022, when the WGTD Radio Theater begins its 18th season from the Southwest Branch of the Kenosha Public Library with our original story of Sherlock Holmes and the Cane Shadow with Orson Welles from Kenosha, of course. Our production staff this morning, Chuck Janzer on sound as our sound engineer, Dave Janzer, chief radio engineer, David Cole, WGTD general manager, and also a special thanks to Dr. Brian Albrecht, president at Gateway Technical College. As a reminder, out here at Lake Lawn Resort in February, February 11th and 12th, we'll feature another murder mystery dinner theater, Bad Breaks, which is our takeoff on Breaking Bad. For the WGTD Radio Theater and the 91.1 players, as we listen to more of Bill's Little Big Band, let's listen to more of his wonderful music. And you're listening to WGTD-HD, serving Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva on your gateway to public radio. Thank you so much, everyone.